As we approach this Pesach or this Passover season, one of the things that I'm wanting to encourage all of us to do is to find relevancy from it into our lives today. During Passover, we try to imagine Jewish people as they're celebrating what we call the Passover Seder meal. We try to imagine as if we're sitting at the table and there's a big, long carpeting extending from the table that we're sitting at for the Passover meal that's rolled out 3,500 years back into time so that we can experience what ancient Israel experienced 3,500 years ago when the Lord delivered them out of Egypt in our lives today. In other words, we try to make Passover present. At the end of the day, Passover is a story about redemption through the blood of the Lamb. It's a story of deliverance, and it's a story of freedom. All three of these, redemption through the blood of the Lamb, deliverance, and freedom, are attributes that are active in our life today through the Ruach HaKodesh, through the Holy Spirit, because of our relationship with the final climactic Lamb of God, and that is Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, who sits in heaven right now at the Father's right hand as the Lamb of God. I speak over your life today, during this present season, freedom and deliverance that comes into your soul because of the redemption that is yours in the blood of Messiah Jesus. Spirit of God, I ask you to actively bring our souls into a deeper sense of connection to you through King Jesus, that we would experience during this season freedom and deliverance, that you would cause those things that have been binding us, those things that have been oppressing us, to break off our minds, our bodies, and our souls, and that you would deliver us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Messiah Jesus, into the freedom that's ours in him. Jesus, we worship you today and thank you for being our Lamb of God, for taking away the sin of the world and for saying to us, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. King Jesus, we worship you and honor you and ask you to bring us in to your freedom through the Holy Spirit.